Welcome back. There is a race on the West Coast right now to contain one of the largest oil spills in more than 30 years. 126,000 gallons of oil have leaked into the ocean, leaving trails of black in the bright blue water. And the impact on the wildlife could be catastrophic. The massive spill has shut down several beaches already for days, and those days could turn into weeks and potentially even months. Tonight, the cleanup efforts ramp up as the county considers criminal charges. Correspondent Nancy Liu is live for us tonight in California with the very latest. And Nancy, I understand there is a new theory about how this spill might have happened.
That's right, Marnie. The backup of cargo ships is well known off Southern California right now. And every day there are dozens out there anchored, waiting to come to shore. Well, tonight, authorities are considering the possibility that an anchor ruptured a pipeline, causing the oil spill and triggering an ecological disaster. Tonight, the water remains off limits to beachgoers in Huntington. The crude sight of oil globs along parts of the shoreline stretch from here to Dana Point. The company which owns the suspect pipeline has apparently pinpointed the trouble spot.
And we have examined more than 8,000 feet of pipe, and we have isolated one specific area of significant interest. There's more information to come, but I think we're moving very closely to a source and a cause.
Wilshire had been asked specifically about an anchor as the cause. For well over a year, supply chain issues have had dozens of ships anchoring off Southern California, sometimes for weeks.
Precise look at exactly where those vessels are relative to what Mr. Wilshire is speaking about is an assessment that is pending.
Many boaters returning from an ongoing air show on Friday had reported seeing a large sheen and oil globs on their hulls.
The faster containment booms are deployed, the more it minimizes the environmental harm to the area.
We also know that when initial spill reports come in, they're nearly always underestimated. And so we're going to be watching closely to see, does this number grow?
Hundreds of fish and birds have already been killed, and wildlife workers are scrambling to help animals covered in oil. Activists say an earlier shutoff of the pipeline could have spared life, noting that citizens were contacting multiple agencies on Friday to report what they were seeing and smelling.
There was response to the company on Friday night, and then because it was dark, as I am informed, they went out first thing in the morning with the Coast Guard.
And due to currents, crews are working hard to shift their efforts southward and protect Crystal Cove State Park as well as Laguna Beach. And as significant as this spill is, 126,000 gallons, it is dwarfed by the 1989 Exxon Valdez disaster, which spilled 10 million gallons of crude.